Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names to draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
Ooh, I got the Nude King, Jubal.
That was the Nude King. I thought that was Jeff.
Uh-oh. That's a good point.
All he's ever texting me. All right, I'm putting the shock collar on while I do that. Jeffrey, please send me a text with the shock collar question of the day.
In 1967, a restaurant owner named Truett Cathy did something that had never been done before. He opened the first ever restaurant inside of a shopping mall. And prior to this, the only food available inside malls was from small snack stands, but the restaurant was an instant success, giving hungry shoppers a place to rest and refuel. And by 1986, their food had become so popular they began opening standalone restaurants. Today, the chain has over 2,000 locations across America. Wow. What restaurant is it?
Whoa.
The first mall food I thought of was Sbarro, but
that's what I thought too.
But they don't have, I've never seen a standalone Sbarro.
They don't have actual restaurants. Yeah.
They own malls though.
That'd be amazing.
I was also thinking Panda Express.
Oh, that's good. They have a lot of standalone.
They do have standalone restaurants.
Yeah, they have a lot of standalone.
Yeah.
They do.
What about, I'd see, because you can't go like hot dog on a stick either.
Mm-mm.
Or Orange Julius, but I don't know that I've ever seen a standalone Orange Julius.
I think they're only in malls pretty much.
I'm trying to think of like the most popular. Oh man, you know what I see in almost every mall now, and I don't know if it's reverse, if they started in malls and are now everywhere, or it's vice versa. But Red Robin.
Red Robin is like in every mall.
I see them in every mall, like that I go to.
P.F. Chang's. That seems to be in a lot of malls, but I don't remember it being in a food court.
I think that's way too classy for a food court. Thank you very much. That is my go-to. Those lettuce wraps are bomb.
Oh, the lettuce wraps are great.
That's a good idea, though, because there's always teriyaki and a lot of Asian stuff, and P.F. Chang's probably improved after they moved out to their own restaurant.
You go with Panda Express, man.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
In 1967, a restaurant owner named Truett Cathy did something that had never been done before. He opened the first ever restaurant inside of a shopping mall. And prior to this, the only food available inside malls was from snack stands. But the restaurant was an instant success, giving hungry shoppers a place to rest and refuel. By 1986, their food had become so popular, they began opening standalone restaurants. Today, they have over 2,000 locations across America. What restaurant is it?
I'm going to go with Panda Express. I think it's got to be Panda Express.
Feels right.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
There's a very popular restaurant chain with over 2,000 locations across the U.S. It started in 1967 as the first ever restaurant to be opened inside of a shopping mall. Its convenience made it a huge success, and eventually, it's one of the most successful fast food restaurants in the country.
Uh-oh.
That restaurant is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, really? Man.
Oh,
yeah. Chick-fil-A. Damn it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't even think of that as a restaurant.
I've never seen it in the mall.
It's in 300 malls
It's in a lot
now.
Of malls. Yeah, I've seen it in the mall before. Damn it.
That's crazy.
I didn't think of it as a restaurant for some reason.
Not at all.
Fast food places, I always don't think of them as restaurants.
So Panda Express passes your criteria?
It does.
That doesn't make any sense.
Was that, you got to go through a line and order it, and you can really customize there. Not a whole lot of customizing at Chick-fil-A.
I see. That's the problem.
Jeff handed me the lyrics from Fifth Harmony, Work From Home.
I'll
sing that before I get shocked. Let me turn the shock collar on. Ready to go? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Here we go. You don't gotta work, 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 but you gotta put in work, 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 work. Ow!
Sorry, that's the whole song.
Basically the song, Ow, that hurt today. Have a good day. We'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve Loose Cannon Boyd and Jeff Squirt Gun DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.